Okay.
Sometimes hard to remember.
Well, I haven't heard about those things for so long. I've all forgotten.
If you haven't heard of one of those, for a while, you haven't missed anything.
No, but I heard them though.
Uh-huh,
and
yeah.
That they called them a jew.
Oh, we had them when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Around the barrel are big metal bands called. These kids would roll them sometimes. Roll a
hoop.
Yeah.
And. You have a bottle and you want to keep the liquid from running out, you put a cork.
Stopper.
Suppose it's made out of glass. What would you call it?
I'd call it a stopper then. It wouldn't be a cork.
All right. And you hit a nail with a
hammer.
And now here's territory I'm not too familiar with. On wagons, they used to have things sticking out the front that they hooked the horses up to, one on each side. Called
tongue?
Whipple tree. Oh, the tongue would be, yeah.
And what was this other one you said? Whipple
tree.
What was that?
Whipple tree.
That's where they, the traces from the harness, they hooked them on what they did their pulling with.
And on a buggy, you have these two things sticking out.
Shafts.
What was that again?
Shafts.
Or fills.
Buggy shafts.
Fills.
Or fills, either one.
Fills?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
What about on a two-horse rig, the thing that makes them pull the same amount? It's called a
evener.
Yeah, that's fairly nice. You never used the term double tree for...
Yes, I have heard it called double tree.
A whiffle tree or...
Yeah.
Whiffle
yeah.
tree is most...
Is
trees or whiffle, which was it?
Whiffle tree is...
And the
is
double
that,
trees too, they've
called. Yes, they have. They're double tree too.
So you'd say either whiffle tree or whiffle tree. Whiffle or whiffle, either one.
Yeah, right. Whiffle, I guess it is. But I can remember my folks always called it a whiffle. But I think they said it wrong. They said it that way.
The if a man is taking a load of wood from one town to the next town, you'd say he's doing what to the wood? He's
hauling it
forward. And you break up the ground with a tool called a
plow,
and then you go over it with a thing that breaks up the ground even more.
Disc
or a
drag?
No, pulverizer.
Oh yeah, pulverizer.
That's what we call. Always called it a pulverizer.
The drag is one also that you use too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got the teeth in it.
Mm-hmm. That has teeth.
Disc and a pulverizer are the same thing.
They have teeth? Oh, that's the disc-shaped thing.
Right? Yeah.
Round.
Uh-huh. The drag has the teeth.
And you already said you had a stone boat. That was my next question. Boys used to get on these things with runners and take a run and jump, riding their, in the winter of the snow.
Sled.
And what about the bigger sleds that were pulled by a horse?
Bobsleds.
That pulled by a horse?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One horse or?
One or two.
Two
would
have
been. A cutter would be one horse.
A cutter would be one horse.
One horse. Okay. And the tool that you'd use to saw some boards. Yeah, not a tool. Thing you put the board across, it's shaped, you know, with a point down like that. Carpenters use these things.
Oh.
I mean, if you wanted to put saw a board on
right.
a slant miter box?
Or, no, I meant if you had a long board and you wanted to cut it, you'd take one of these things,
you
rest it across them.
Yes, just to put it in. What did we call those things?